Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. House moves to second. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zobchin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. White settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on White. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss fires to first and has Jensen trapped. There's the throw to Bertoia who tags Jensen for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zobchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Jensen moves to third. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Dick Gurnett. Al Aber now pitching. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Button takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Al Aber. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Chick King pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.